After around 7 weeks of Israeli war, Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are experiencing calm as the truce in the tiny and blockaded coastal sliver enters its second day. But behind this calm, misery and suffering have started to surface as shell-shocked people return to their bombarded neighborhoods and meet with a bitter reality. Israeli forces made sure, through their aerial and ground onslaught, to wipe out entire city blocks off the map by dumping millions of kilograms of explosives on them. Areas like Shija'iyah, Beth Hanun, and Khuza'a look like as if they were hit with nuclear weapons. Experts say that it will take months just to remove the debris.
The situation is very hard and more than anybody can imagine. What you can see here is mass destruction. Not even a single room is left for us to use as a place of shelter. The war has ended, at least for now, and we have no place to return to.
The Israeli bombardment of Gaza was halted on Tuesday evening after the Egyptian brokered truce went into effect. But for the people of the war-battered enclave, they now have to deal with a very harsh reality, the mass destruction and the heavy human death toll.
The bombardment has stopped, but a new phase of the war has started. It is the aftermath of the war where everyone is suffering not only because of the loss of the loved ones, but also the loss of their property and belongings. Following the announcement of the ceasefire, some people returned to their homes, but my family and I have no place to call home anymore.
During Israel's war on Gaza, dubbed Operation Protective Edge, civilians and civilian infrastructure were the main targets. 50 days of non-stop Israeli attacks turned the lives of around 1.8 million Gazans into a living hell. Most people here blame their pain and suffering on the apathy of the international community, and especially that of Arab countries. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.